Hi, cousins. So I am going to do a solo episode today, I think. Let's see how this goes and if I like it enough to post it. But yes, some good news. Our girl Roxanne had her baby girl this morning, and I actually just came from the hospital a little bit ago. So mommy and baby are doing amazing. She's so cute, you guys. Like, she is adorable. They still don't have a name, which is concerning. So I'm like, what's the name, guys? Like, we were literally like, me, her, and Jacob, her husband, were in the room for like an hour trying to like still come up with names. But I think they're down to like three. And I'm hoping we have a name by tomorrow to let you guys know, or like to just let even like the family know. Like, her kids keep calling the baby different names, but it was so cute. Her kids came for a little bit, for like literally 15 minutes, because they were all over the place, but they're doing well. Oh, what was that? If I had Roxanne right now, she'd be like, what is that? So this is so weird for me. But so I hope you guys like this episode. But yes, when Roxanne's all better, I feel like this girl is literally gonna come back tomorrow and be like, okay, let's do a podcast. So I wouldn't be shocked, but I am trying to do this one so at least we got like two episodes out, so she can kind of relax when she just gets home and not like really think about it. But yeah, but definitely when she gets back, we will do one together and talk more about her birth and whatever she wants to share about that experience. But everything went pretty well, so we are excited, for her to come back and let us know how it went. But today's episode, I am going to recap and talk about the valley and what I felt about episode two. So Roxanne and I touched on a little bit of episode one, just saying like, oh, we thought this and we thought that. But I'm really going to recap it and kind of let you know where I stand with it. The second episode to me was kind of boring, but then it got good and then it got boring. And then it looks good, moving forward. So like, I just don't know how I feel yet, I'm still more interested in it than Vanderpump Rules at the moment. So I think that says more than anything, to be honest. So yeah, but let us know if you guys are watching this, and yeah, what you guys think. So we start the episode of Jax and Kristen meeting at a restaurant, and he takes Kristen to the smokehouse, which is weird because she's vegetarian. So it's like, okay, Jax, like, we already know you're like this little selfish one, but I do like their relationship, but I also think it's very strange. I will keep it at that. I just think their whole relationship is strange. He's questioning her about her relationship, which again is strange. He calls her boyfriend a sperm donor, which again is strange. Like, everything about this is just too much. And like, we'll talk more about it in the end of the episode, what he does. But like, everything about them is strange to me. But it is funny because sometimes, like, the friends joke around that, Kristen and Jax are kind of very similar. Like, they love the drama and stuff like that. So it is funny to see them together, like, arguing or being funny. One thing I wanted to note, which, like, Vinny texted us, or Instagram DM'd us too. He's one of our listeners. But it and I noticed this too, actually, was that, when they first went in the restaurant, it was like very, very, very busy. And like, by the end of the scene, there was no one in there. So it's like they for sure waited for like everyone to leave to like probably like have different conversations or whatever the conversations the production wanted them to have. So like, if you guys pay attention, it does look a little bit like not staged, but they were having to refilm things for sure. The only thing I didn't think that was strange is Kristen making Jax pay. Like, I love this when the check came. She's like, here you go, Jax. And I'm like, yes, girl, let him pay as he should, but that's the only thing that I was like, okay, this seems a little bit normal. So we got to Jesse Michelle. So Jesse Michelle are a new couple that we haven't seen ever on any of these shows, but they have a 3-year-old daughter. And this is a couple that is not together anymore, like now, but obviously they were together when they were filming. And these are the type of relationships and things I like to watch now that I know, just to see if there's any signs, like, are they not feeling each other? What's really happening? And you could definitely tell. You can definitely tell that they were the fun couple, the fun, exciting couple, and would do so many things when they were together, probably wild and who knows. And then once they had a baby, and this is why I think the shows were really relatable, and I think why Roxanne or a lot of parents that will be watching it will like it, because your relationships do change, and you can definitely tell Michelle had it up to here with Jesse, or like, she just doesn't, they don't vibe anymore. And to me, it feels like she's the one that's leading their relationship to not be together. But I'm not saying that it's her fault that they're not together. I think it's like, I'm sure she's had multiple conversations with Jesse of like his maturity and like, you know, they even in this episode say things about his patience. Like, I guess he has like zero patience, and like where Michelle's more of a gentle parent and Jesse's not. And like that gets on your skin, you know, like if you're not parenting the same. And that's why they say like, you guys should find out how you would, you know, how you think you'll be at least and have those conversations. But you know, it all changes anyways. But yeah, to me, when I'm watching, it definitely seems Michelle's just so out of love with him. You know, she just had it up to here. But I think it was because of lead up of things. It's like he's not changing. And like while she's growing and he's just like kind of like the same person he was when they were dating. And yeah, so that's my opinion on them too. Kristen and Luke, they were asked who wears the pants, and Kristen says Luke, which is funny. She says that she likes when someone takes control, and he does. But I'm happy for Kristen. If she's happy and she wants someone that, you know, is a little bit more low key, not drama, you know, it, you know, does the things that she wants, like why can't she have it? Like, why are people questioning that? Is she settling? I don't think so. I think it may be, it's, you know what, it's good for her, honestly. You see Brittany and Jax a little bit, and like Brittany's mom's in town, and it's so funny how like it's always the mom, like the wife's, the girl's mom that's like helping around with the kids. Like it's really, you never really see, you know, the husband's mom really stay over and really help. I'm sure they help, but they're never like sleeping over, and like Brittany's mom is like sleeping over, taking care of the baby. They're probably so happy. Naya, Kristen, and Michelle are doing this fun class, like Taekwondo. And Naya said that Donald Trump, during the Miss USA, you know, Donald Trump brought like a bunch of his creepy friends, and someone grabbed her waist and she twisted their hand and said, "Don't ever touch me again." I'm like, yes, you go, girl. And this is the moment of the time of the podcast that I wish Roxanne was here, because I would then suggest to Roxanne, like, oh, should we do this defense class? And she probably would say no. But I do think we all should be taking defense classes. Like, why we should. Like, we should protect ourselves. But, yeah, it's cute to see kind of the girl relationships. But, again, like, up to this point, like, this was all kind of boring to me, you know? This wasn't – I'm not – it wasn't that fun to watch up until this point, to be honest. But we get to a scene where Jack brings up Jesse twisting Kristen's nipple. And like, you know, to be honest, oh, and then we also forget, sorry, I forgot to tell you that Kristen's telling Luke this, and Luke is not happy about this. But, you know, Kristen's the one that did it first, and then Jesse did it after, which obviously, like, it's completely different in my opinion. Like, you can't touch a girl's boob. Even if she touched yours, you can't touch a girl's boob. It's way more different. Sorry, it just is. And I guarantee you Kristen thought it was funny, and then she, like, thought about it and was like, oh, let me tell Luke to make him, like, I don't know. She maybe wanted to see his, like, you know, protective side come out. And like, that's what happened. And she even said like, oh, I love when you're being protective. So like, I don't know if she was creating a problem for no reason, or she really felt uncomfortable that he did that. But yeah, so you see Jax bringing that up, and you know, Jesse's like, oh, I don't even remember that. Like, you know, and Jax is like playing it cool. Like, oh, I don't think it was a problem. Little does he know that he knew that, like, you know, Kristen was mad about it. But so Jax is just funny when he does things like that. And he also brings up, okay, you guys, I can't with Jax. Like, he has not changed.
Addie. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addie or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addie today, or go to Addie.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addie is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addie is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addie dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addie at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addie, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addie. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing, sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addie.com/PI, or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addie today, or go to Addie.com. That's ADDYI.com.
he brings up that he wants to invite Kristen's ex-boyfriend to their boys' night. And, you know, thank God he has some moral friends. And they were, and Jesse was like, absolutely not. You're not, like, you cannot bring him. Like, that's such a childish move to bring him to boys' night and have him be there with Kristen's new boyfriend. And, like, I'm just like, okay, thank God for his friends. Hopefully he listens. Like, you know, they're telling him no. Like, Jesse's telling him no, that this is, like, immature of you, basically. And I'm like, okay, Jack should be good. Little did we know, you guys. Little did we know. But, yeah, the girls are going – we get to another scene where the girls are going baby shopping. And, again, I'm very curious to see if this is what Roxanne was so excited about. Like, does she find this interesting? Does she love seeing this kind of stuff? Because I'm just like, you know, like, fast forward this part kind of thing. You guys let me know. Even with people with the kids, do you guys like watching, like, these little things about the whole kid stuff? I really want to know. We get to Danny and Naya again, and they're telling us a story about how they met. And I thought this was really cute. Like, this is the kind of stuff I like to hear. He said that, you know, they met at an engagement party and she was with another guy. But then, you know, 3 months later that they were both volunteering at a church event, and she, you know, she walked in and, like, he just, like, knew. But he said even at the engagement party, when he first saw her, he's like, this is the most beautiful girl I ever saw in my life. And so I just thought that's really sweet, and they do seem like they have a really cute relationship, and I'm rooting for them. I hope the show doesn't change them. I hope they just continue to blossom, and that we don't see like these, like, other toxic traits coming out, because there's a lot in the show for sure. We get to boys and girls night. So the boys went out and the girls stayed. And I just think it's so funny that, like, their girls stayed in. It's, like, such a typical thing that we do. I mean, like, I love to stay in. I know Roxanne likes to stay in. Like, if they're working for girls night, like, please, let's be comfortable in a house and, like, have good food and just, like, drink and have a good time and just, like, you know, be there, like, play games if we want. But I just love staying in sometimes instead of going out, because, like, when you go to a restaurant with, like, 8 to 10 girls, like, it's so hard to have conversations that you would want to have. Like, you're really only talking to a couple of people on the left and the right, and it's just not as fun to me as staying in. But, like, of course the boys are like, hell yeah, let's go to a sports bar. They're, like, doing stuff. They're definitely going out. And yeah, this is how, you know, just, you know, girls nights versus boys nights. Jax does apologize again for pulling Jesse's, or not Jesse's pants down, pulling Danny's pants down, which, you know, I think he realized, like, they were not happy with this. So he apologizes again and is like, you know, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And we also see Luke and Jesse. So you can obviously tell Luke is not feeling Jesse because of the fact that he twisted Kristen's nipple, or he touched her nipple or boob. I don't really know. And he goes up to him and was like, I want to, like, he confronts the situation basically. And it was so awkward for me. I was like, oh my God, this is so awkward. It's like, did Jesse know what he was going to say? I don't really know, but it was so awkward. And, you know, thank God they got over with it. You know, Jesse gave an apology. Jesse basically said, like, I don't remember her even doing that to me or me doing that to her. So, like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I would never do that again type thing. So thank God. And yeah, like, I'm so happy. So you guys. So Jax invited Alex, which is Kristen's ex-boyfriend, which is freaking asinine to me. Like, how dare him? He does that. And he tells Jason this, one of the other guys. And Jason's like, what? Like, why would you do that? Like, he was baffled. Like, this was not a good move. Like, why would you do that? That's so uncomfortable. And it's just not cool. And I agree with all of them. I think that's so crazy. Like, he's literally just wanting to create drama and trying to see it happen. And just such a Jax thing. And, you know, we get to, like, another point of where you see Brittany. They're all at Michelle's house, by the way. Michelle's the one that's hosting it. And, you know, it is funny. Like, she orders so many things from carryout, and, like, she puts them in all nice plates and presented it so well. And I was, like, curious. I was like, you know, are you guys like that? Do you guys do that a lot where, you know, you guys order food in, or do you guys make the food? But, like, it looked amazing, and it looked like she did so much, even though she probably, like, ordered, like, it and, like, had, like, 10 minutes to put it out, which, you know, whatever. As long as you have food, I'm happy when I go to a house. So who cares? But we get to this scene where, you know, Brittany is like, oh, by the way, Kristen, I don't want you to hear it randomly, but Jax invited Alex. You guys, Kristen obviously went apeshit. You know, Kristen, she went crazy. She said, how dare he? That is so weird. And, like, is going, you know, like, going crazy about the whole situation. And Brittany, like, what weirded me out a lot is, like, Brittany, the way she's making excuses for Jax. She's like, you know, he has good intentions. He just wants all the boys to get along. It's like, Brittany, shut up. Sorry, shut up. Like, and this is the part where I, like, if I wish I had Roxanne on, because Roxanne really loves Brittany. And, you know, I think she's straight. I think she's cool. Whatever. I don't really love her. Like, I think for her to go for Jax, like, makes me not like a type of girl like that, to be honest. But, so the fact that she's making excuses for him, and she keeps doing that, like in the first episode she made the excuse when he pulled down, you know, his pants, and like, it's just like, Brittany, come on. Like, there's no positive reason that he should have invited Kristen's ex-boyfriend when Kristen's boyfriend's there. Knowing Jax doesn't even like, you know, Luke. He doesn't like Luke. He's made it apparent. He calls him a sperm donor. It's weird. Like, why would he do that? And then, you know, Kristen's not happy with it. And but Brittany, like, throws it back at Kristen and says, you're the one that's stirring things up too. And then that's when the show ends, and we get to see like a little bit of a sneak peek of the rest of the what's going to happen. And that's when it starts getting interesting. Like, the end of the episode was really like, even though I can't believe Jax did that, I like kind of love that he did that, because we got to watch it, but it's still weird. Like, it's like, Jax, get a life. But yeah, Roxanne was right. I think she's like, watch, you only do like a 10-minute podcast. But I talk really fast, and especially when I'm talking by myself. So I am so sorry if you guys had to like listen to this like below the one speed, because I talk so fast. And yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I'm excited to never have to do this again, honestly. And I hope you guys liked it though. So give me some love if you guys did. And we will get back to Roxanne and I together, hopefully. Definitely, maybe we'll do another episode. But if not, we'll definitely be back to 3 episodes next week. Like, let Roxanne and Baby come home and, you know, get settled in. And, yeah, we hope you guys have the best week, the best day. And let us know if you guys are tuning in. Because if you guys are not tuning in to The Valley, sometimes there's no point for us to, like, watch and recap if you guys are not that interested. And let us know. I mean, if Roxanne's not back, maybe I will do Summer House recap, or I'll wait for her. But that is something that we look forward to. We're loving Summer House right now as well. And we're just excited for Jersey to come back. It's like almost a 30-day countdown, you guys. It's May 5th. I kind of already sent out this little invitation to like 6 of our friends. And I was like, All About TRH Podcast presents to you the premiere. And I'm inviting everyone over that day. And we're probably going to watch it live. So maybe we'll record some of our reactions. We're inviting someone over that is team, like, he loves a Melissa. So that might be a little scary for us, you know, but so that might be fun just to, like, you know, all watch together. But yeah, guys, again, hope you guys had the best day, and thank you guys for all the well wishes. Like, some of you guys actually even like messaged me on my personal, or even messaged us on All About Church Podcast. We obviously haven't been that busy on there, because Roxanne usually is the one that runs the social media accounts for the most part. And everyone was like, I hope Roxanne's doing well. Like, I'm praying for her. So that was really sweet that you guys like remembered that she was going to have the baby earlier this week, and you guys were sending out your well wishes. So we love you guys for that. And yeah, have a great day, guys. Bye.